So another way of getting to know Stockholm, which I only discovered 4 days ago, is paddleboarding or kayaking around Stockholm. So if you arrive in the summertime, if you're arriving in August to study in Stockholm for the fall, I'd really recommend checking out the kayaking and paddleboarding companies. There's quite a few in the city, so you have some choice. And you can rent kayaks and paddle boats for 2 hours, 4 hours for the whole day. I rented a paddle board with my friend and we rented them for 2 hours. And it was 220 crowns per person for 2 hours, which I thought was an okay price. And what I was really struck by, it was Friday night and there were so many people out on boats, out kayaking, out paddle boarding. And I was really struck by the fact that there were loads of people swimming at 7, 8, 9 p.m. And then when we were paddling around, we were paddling from the island Reimersholm and then around Longholmen, another island, which is very small. And you could just see loads of people on the shore dancing, playing music, having little grill sessions with their barbecues, having picnics, having Friday after work drinks together. And it was a completely new way of seeing the city. I've never seen Stockholm like that ever. I've been on the Stockholm traffic company, Stockholm public transportation service. They have boats between some of the islands, and I've done those before, and that's another really cool way of seeing the city. But it's something else to be just you on a little board paddling around the city. And we went under this bridge called Västerbron, which is really huge, and there was buses and cars and cyclists going over the top of it, and we were just paddling underneath it. And it just, the city felt so huge, and it was so amazing to see so many people at once enjoying it in the sunshine. But it was a really unforgettable experience, and then a really refreshing perspective way of seeing the city and seeing how it all maps out and how all the islands connect with one another. So I would really recommend that as a way of getting to know Stockholm in perhaps a little bit of an unusual, unorthodox, and refreshing way, because you're on a paddleboard and the likelihood of you falling in is quite strong. And generally, swimming in Stockholm as a way of getting to know it, finding out all of the swimming spots, whether that's in the lake and the sea or in the outdoor pools and stuff. I would also recommend that as a way of mapping out the city and getting to know it.